competitor for the Lady Beaver tennis team, and it's going to be sophomore Mallory Cupp joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, yesterday, it was a long time since you've been back on the court there. Did it feel like first match of the year again for you yesterday?
Yeah, it did. It was like two or some weeks, and it was it just kind of, we got there, and the first game, I was like, okay, I got to go. I can't start off slow. That's how I get in a hole.
Yeah, but you came around, and I believe you finished second or
third.
Third, okay, yeah. You had some pretty good competition with Central Plains and I believe Osborne there as well. And I guess kind of go through your day yesterday at singles.
Yeah, well, I came, and Tribune was my first match, and I knew I had to beat her because that's what the coaches were telling us because we played them at regionals. And so I went in there, and I was like, okay, I got to beat this girl. And then my second one, I started off pretty slow. I wasn't doing very well. I was playing for Central Plains. I just couldn't get going. And then my third one was versus Hoisington. Mm-hmm. And I started off slow, but once I got the hang of it, I was able to just knock it down, and she wasn't able to get another match on me. And then my last one was versus Osborne, and she had beat the Central Plains girl that I lost to, but I gave her I did pretty good for how she plays.
Absolutely. Do you feel like that those are, I know your two losses yesterday are very winnable matches maybe down the road this year?
Yeah, I do. I think it's one of those things where if I could see him again, I could do better.
What's probably the biggest stride that you've made from last year playing on varsity and playing number one singles to this year?
I think I'm just a lot more confident in how I'm playing, and I'm just able to just place my shots more than just returning them, which I think is a good thing to be able to do.
Do you feel like this is, you know, you're one match away last year from going to state. Do you feel like it's this year's the year, like, I'm going to get to state, I'm going to get there and take care of business?
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, you're off to a good start here this year, and, you know, and you know, a couple of meets in here, and looking forward to a great season. Thanks again here, Mallory, and good luck to you coming up.
Yep, thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Mallory Cupp joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and now I'll be joined here by senior Misty Wick here. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Well, you're welcome. And you were down at Liberal yesterday, and we were talking before we went on here. Mallory's talking about a little chilly there at Hoisington. You were a little warm down there at Liberal, and how was your play yesterday?
I've definitely played better, but it was really nice to experience a varsity meet this year.
All right. Well, yesterday at Liberal there, yeah, you were in a varsity meet, and how did you feel like your day went?
I feel like it definitely could have gone better. The first girl I played, the main thing that I struggled on was her serves, and if I would have gotten into it earlier, I probably could have beat her. The second girl, we were head-to-head the entire time, and it was a tie break at the end, and I just got super hot, and I let it get to my head, and then I lost barely in a tiebreaker. The third game I won, fairly easily. She had a couple good shots, but for the most part. And then the fourth girl, her serves were pretty hard, so.
Well, it's definitely experience to take away from that yesterday, but what are some things that you continue to improve upon to, you know, push yourself throughout this senior season?
My serves have gotten significantly better. Last year I only had a good second serve, and I'm getting better at my first serve, and I'm just doing better at being able to place the balls.
All right. And what's the goal you have in mind as you work through this season?
Just to get better and have fun.
Yeah, and you're having fun so far, right?
I am.
All right, well, good deal. Once again, senior Misty Wick joining us here. Thanks again, and good luck to you throughout this rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior Misty Wick, and we're going to be talking to two coaches here tonight here at our Scott City Ace Hardware Coaches Show. Ryan Roberts, who's a new assistant here. Well, you got to take the squad down to Liberal yesterday. So how was that, and how's the coaching experience for you so far?
You know, taking them down to Liberal was, you know, it's a learning experience doing those things, obviously. I think this is the third tournament I've been at. Coach Jansen and Coach Kacharik, you know, they made it easy to transition, and all I'm here to do is just come in and help out and help carry the kids' bags and rackets around and do those things. At this point, the machine is running well, and you don't want to upset it. We got a good group of girls, good group of coaches, and I think the success is starting to show out there on the courts and with all the medals and especially the seniors who've come through so far.
Yeah, a lot of seniors on this year's group, and started to build a lot of depth in the program. You took a pretty good group of six down to Liberal, competitive against a lot of varsity players, and you know, it looked like, just looking at the results yesterday, they definitely held their own.
Oh yeah, it was fun because there's a lot of girls who've never experienced varsity. Obviously, three or four of them, you know, have played a little last year, but having the senior depth we have this year, it makes it tough to crack that top six. And so giving them a chance to see what varsity play is outside of our own team, that's an invaluable experience.
What's probably the biggest takeaway from yesterday?
Yesterday's biggest takeaway is it's still hot outside and we still need to hydrate. And, a lot of people don't realize, who don't play tennis and go to these meets, it's a long day for these kids. They put a lot of effort in. Playing four tennis matches in a day is a lot of work. And so it takes a lot of effort for these kids to go out there and play and do all the great things that they're doing.
Ryan Roberts are joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Yeah, and I know, just looking ahead here, you're going to be pretty busy over these next few weeks. Were you surprised, after you took a look at the schedule, how many JV meets there were this year?
I just go where Cheryl and Corbin tell me to go. It's one of those things where, at this point, having so many girls that are going out for the team and having so many things going on, you know, we're really dividing and conquering right now. And so we're trying to get, you know, it's a great thing to have so many girls who enjoy playing tennis. And so trying to get them to learn the game, you know, some of them to learn the game, some of them to be competing to go to state, and trying to find the happy medium. You know, there's a lot of girls out there who like this sport, and I think it's starting to show.
It's Coach Ryan Roberts joining us here, and thanks again, Coach, and enjoy the season here.
It's been a blast so far. Thanks, right, Adam.
You're welcome there. Coach Ryan Roberts joining us here. Also, another coach, Corbin Jansen. Back into the swing of things yesterday, Hoisington. Kind of a long day, but a great beneficial day for you guys.
Yeah, it was a very late night. I think we started the day in the 90s and ended in the mid-60s and playing under the lights, but got to see a lot of good competition yesterday and kind of see where we're at this early in the season.
It's good. It was pretty much strictly a 3-2-1, a group of teams there yesterday, and finished second right behind Central Plains, and I believe it was Osborne or Hoisington was third, and a good day to match up there. And I looked like, you know, with 2.5 weeks off, your players took a little time, but they got back into the swing of things.
Yeah, I would say everyone's worst match was their first one, and but actually, we won three of those as well. So we took a little bit to get going and made those matches a little closer than they needed to be. But after 2.5 weeks, like you said, we'll take that warm up round with some wins.
And you know, you mentioned the weather change, temperature change. Has that changed maybe the mentality as you do move on through the course of the tournament?
Yeah, a little bit. We obviously were a little bit used to the heat. These last few weeks have had several days over 100 on the courts, and but you see the change in the girls. Some of them just like playing in the cold, and I think it's just easier to play once it cools off a little bit.
Of course, you did your doubles teams. They went number two doubles went first, number one doubles went second, and then third and fourth there with number one singles and number two singles. But taking a look at maybe some of their matches head to head with the ones that maybe they dropped, do you feel like that those are close matches, and maybe you had that extra match or tournament earlier in the year here, like you were supposed to last Thursday at Hayes, that maybe the results would have been a little bit different?
Yeah, it would have been beneficial to get that meet in. Bella and Sadie faced off against the number three team in the state from last year and in Central Plains, and they competed with them. The score was 1-6 at the end, but they showed that they belong, and I think they'd love another crack at them, and I don't know if we're going to get one this season, but hopefully in the state tournament, if nothing else.
That's all that matters, get them at state, right?
That's right.
Well, a little bit more time off, and then it goes pretty quickly, starting off with Phillipsburg next Tuesday.
Yep, and that's another good meet to see some 3-2-1A schools, not necessarily from our regional, but hopefully pick up some wins and that'll benefit us down the road.
All right. So once again, Coach Corbin Jansen joining us here. Talk Scott City Lady Beaver Tennis. Great Tuesday for you guys. And thanks again, Coach. We'll talk to you guys again next week.
Yep. Thank you.